Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Well, it's all come to this. Super Bowl weekend. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. Find them on all the socials. Sports Meets, like the protein, beer. Are you ready to pick the Super Bowl?
Are you ready?
I thought that's what we're here for.
Yeah,
we're obviously in the studio.
Are you ready?
Chairs.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah, I just showed up early for beer 30.
Yeah, that's coming.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots. Interesting. Either way, history's made.
Yep.
Because oldest coach and youngest coach ever in the NFL to, if whoever wins, will be.
Yeah, the oldest winner or the youngest winner.
That's right.
In the history of the league.
Also, there's, I think, 17 years and 4 months or something that separate Tom Brady and Jared Goff, which is interesting as well. All right. Well, who wants to dive in first? Super Bowl.
Well, mine is short and sweet.
Okay.
As always.
It should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
In this case, if you look statistically at everything else, Rams are going to topple the Patriots on all categories except for the ability to stop the run. The Patriots actually do a better job than the Rams do. That being said, as I've leaned on heavily in my postseason picks, you should never bet against Tom Brady in the postseason. Earlier, Brad and I were off before the mics were hot, talking about just the ability what a coach Belichick is. And obviously, Tom Brady is an elite player. There's no argument there. But the coaching level that Belichick puts in, he controls all aspects of that team. He's brilliant in a lot of ways. And I think ultimately, McVay's going to get outcoached in this situation. I think Brady will outplay Goff. Belichick will outcoach McVay. And I think this is Patriots game. I don't think there's ever going to be a point where the Rams even have a lead.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Brad.
Well, I've been thinking about it for two straight weeks because I can't bear the shame of being ridiculed by LA Dave again on the Facebook pages if we all pick against the Rams.
Yeah.
But I did see the funniest thing that I have read in the 2 weeks. I came this morning on CBS Sports from a guy named John Breach, who is a good writer for them. And he wrote something that I think will resonate with the average fan base here for the Classic Rock Station. He said, Sean McVay is the front runner for Millennial of the Year. And after watching millennials kill most of the economy, including department stores, chain restaurants, the diamond industry, the cereal industry, and I think even American cheese, I think we're about to watch a millennial kill one more thing. The Patriots dynasty.
Wow.
I thought that was really, really funny.
Wow.
Here's the thing. In all of the Patriots Super Bowls, the games have ended within one score with an average margin of four and a quarter points. So those games are always close. And it always feels like something crazy happens. A helmet catch or like a 28-3 comeback or, you know, a last second field goal.
Philly.
Yeah, exactly. All of those things. It always seems like something happens. And so sometimes in these Super Bowls, it comes down to like who cracks first, right? Something crazy like that happens. Can you regroup and, you know, make plays to win near the end? And we saw the Rams able to take advantage of something crazy happening at the end of that game last week or 2 weeks ago. And they didn't crack and the Saints did, right? And the Rams were able to come away. They were gifted an opportunity. They took it. Now they're in the Super Bowl. They're not going to be gifted any opportunities against a very well-coached New England team. I like what Wade Phillips does defensively. I think that his team and defense have really shown up in the postseason here. They've played well. I think both teams are going to come into this and think that their best defense is going to be to keep the other offense off the field. So it's going to be a lot of running the ball. Who knows what's going on with Todd Gurley right now? CJ Anderson has played very well for them. We kind of nerded out on the podcast about what that's about, but you know, I think you're going to see both teams try and just batter each other at the offensive line. I would take the under in this game. It's going to come down late. And as it comes down to, the Rams are going to acquit themselves nicely, but as it comes down to when so many of these picks we make, which quarterback do you trust the most? I think both coaches probably trust Brady more, which is why they're going to make Anderson and Gurley win it for the Rams if they can. Late, though, somebody's got to make a big throw. It's going to be Brady. I'm going with the Patriots.
It's going to come down to the Rams if they can do a pass rush on Brady. I mean, that's the only thing that can shake him up. And yeah. I don't know that that's, even if it happens, I don't know if it'll happen consistently enough for the entire Super Bowl for that.
Sue
to
has
really
played well
happen.
In the postseason, though. He yeah. can be a real nightmare for them up the middle because you can't leave Gronkowski in to chip him.
But right. I mean, just look at the Super Bowl against Falcons. I thought they were done. Everyone thought they were done.
Right.
Yeah. Here comes the Patriots once again. I I picked against Tom Brady this whole playoffs. I'm not going to do it in the Super Bowl. He's just stone cold legit.
Yeah.
So
it's next level stuff.
And, it is.
And you really look at is. Look at how many, you know, out of his, all of his appearances in postseason games, how poised he is, you know, barring major catastrophe or injury. He's got the pedigree for this. He's got everything on paper to show he's going to win. Goff is his first game. The pressure is a real thing.
It's for sure. There,
right.
The lights will be bright.
Right.
Yeah. He just saw the other day, he talked about how he's going to play till he's 45 and he really believes it. I believe it now. Like,
is he 41 right now?
He's 41.
Well, it's hard to put an age on a cybernetic organism.
That's true. That's true.
He's not human.
I got to look at his serial number and see exactly, when he was
Cyberdyne Systems.
All right, I'm picking the Patriots too. So sorry, Dave on Facebook. It's a clean sweep
Dave,
for the Patriots.
This segment has been dedicated to you.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
three of us.
Trust me, we'll hear all about it.
I'm sure, one way or the other.
One way or the other.
He'll have some all weekend to think of a fun thing to come back with.
That's right. there you go. All right, Beer 30 is coming up at 8:30 with these guys too here on the river.